Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply abracadabra. Abracadabra. Now, I'm sure if you ever went to a magic show that you've heard this term said many times. You see the magician come out with his black top hat, his long cape, and his cane, and if he wanted to make a rabbit come out of his hat, he'd simply tap it with his cane and say, abracadabra. If he wanted to make somebody disappear, he'd say, abracadabra. You'd hear the word used a lot at the circus acts and the magic tricks that we go to see, but abracadabra also has a relevance in business because that word actually has a real meaning. It's an Aramaic term that simply means I will create as I speak, or it will be created with my words. Imagine that, my friends and neighbors, that we actually have the power to create with our words. In fact, I would say that the abracadabra principle, even though it may be used in the world of magic, has far more relevance in business. And if we understand the principles of this abracadabra concept, we will win in everything we do in our professional careers. The SPEAK acronym outlines the 5 key components that we've got to implement in order to foster an environment of champions with our words. Now remember, if I ask you what the purpose of words are, my friends, I'm sure that you would give the most common answer, which is words are designed for communication. Most people would say the purpose of words is to communicate. That's actually the secondary purpose for words. The primary purpose for words is to create. Yes, my friends and neighbors, words are used to create more than they are to communicate. Communication is a secondary purpose, but the primary purpose is to create. Let me ask you, my friends, what have you created with your words? What environment have you created with your words? I can assure you, my friends, that if you look around, everything you see in your atmosphere has been created by words. So our SPEAK acronym gives us these 5 key components of how we should communicate. That S in our SPEAK acronym always outlines that we should speak success at all times. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that S is for success. Never talk, think, or listen to failure words. If a person wants to get me off the phone with them really quickly, all they have to do is start talking defeat, and I'm hanging up because I don't want to be a part of that conversation, because our words should be creating atmospheres of success. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should have success talk. There's a great book written by Norman Vincent Peale called The Power of Positive Thinking. In that book, Norman Vincent Peale outlines that no one should ever talk about things that did not go well. They should only talk about the good things they accomplished. Think of your successes, my friends. Think about your victories. I don't care if those victories were 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago or 2 years ago or 2 decades ago. When was the last time you talked about it? Yes, my friends, if we're speaking about success, it creates another atmosphere. It boosts our confidence. It reminds us of our capabilities. It tells us of our capacity. So yes, my friends, I challenge you to speak success at all times. That P in our SPEAK acronym reminds us that we should also speak progress. Yes, my friends and neighbors, speak progress. See, progress simply means that I'm on the right road. It means that I'm headed down the right path. You know, I'm speaking progress. If you're taking a road trip and you're driving from one state to another, as long as you're on the right highway, eventually you're going to get to your destination. So speak about the progress. There's a little device that a lot of people are wearing now called a Fitbit. And the Fitbit will track the number of steps you take in a day. Now, some people take 500 steps, some take 1,000, some take 10,000. But the Fitbit not only tracks the steps, it also tracks the movement. So you can sit at your desk and just swing your arms back and forth. That Fitbit will give you credit for a step. See, my friends and neighbors, even though Fitbit will allow you to count your physical steps, words allow you to track your professional steps. You see, every single time that you make progress, talk about about it. Talk about how much you are improving. The improvement doesn't have to be great. I've been working to lose a few pounds before our family vacation, and I'm not focusing on the pounds right now. I'm just focusing on the ounces. And every time I get on the scale, if that scale decreases by 1 ounce, I talk about it. I say, I'm losing that weight. I'm getting closer to my goal. I'm down 2 ounces this week. I don't care. Forget the pounds. Start talking in ounces and inches and ounce by ounce and inch by inch. Everyone will reach their goals. My friend, when was the last time you communicated progress to your team? Told them how excited you were about the little steps that they were making. Remember when you see a baby, that baby taking their first steps, they may only take a step that equals less than a yard in distance, but we celebrate that little bitty baby step. Why? Because it is progress. That E in our SPEAK acronym. I hope somebody's taking good notes today. That E in our SPEAK acronym reminds us to speak expectations. Yes, my friends, tell people what you expect to happen. Don't be afraid to do it. I remember growing up as a kid, I used to like the boxer Muhammad Ali. Many of you have heard of him. The late Muhammad Ali was known for predicting when he was going to defeat an opponent. If the boxing match was scheduled for 15 rounds, he will say to his opponent, I know you're talking jive, but I'm going to drop you in 5. Then if he said, you know, he might be great, but I'm knocking him out in 8. And he would continue to predict when he was going to knock an opponent out. And most of the time, he did it. He spoke what he expected. My friends, I would challenge you. Don't speak what happened. Speak what you expect to happen. See, speaking what happened is just reporting a negative. You don't want to do that. That's what the news is for. The news will only tell you the negative things that happened. That's why they exist. But you want to speak what you expect to happen. Start talking futuristically. Okay, you know how to do it because when it was Christmas time, you made out your Christmas list, I'm sure. And as children, you may have spent all of December talking about what you were going to get for Christmas. You made your list. You gave it to your parents. They said, yes, you're going to get it. And you kept talking about what you were going to get to the extent that when Christmas time came and you started opening presents, you already knew what was in it because you knew what you expected. Are you speaking expectations today, my friends and neighbors? Are you talking about where you expect to be next week, next month, next year, next decade? Are you speaking the things into existence that you want to have? I have to move on to the A in our SPEAK acronym. It simply reminds us to speak abundance. Yes, my friends, always speak that you have more than enough. Enough to share, enough to give, enough to help. Never speak lack. Never talk what you don't have. Never talk like a person that does not have abundance because we all come from abundance. All we have to do is speak it. Again, if somebody wants me to get off the phone with them really quickly, all they have to do is talk about their lack, their need, what they don't have, what they wish they had, what they're sad that they don't have that somebody else has. No, my friends. We should speak abundance. We should speak the words that say to us that we already have enough and we act like it. We should rehearse those words, recite those words, repeat those words, remember those words, that everything about our lives is already filled with everything we need. And speaking abundance will always create abundance. Now, last but not least, that K in our SPEAK acronym reminds us to speak kindness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, always speak kind words to others. It's one of the secrets of achieving wealth. If you ever see a person that's angry all the time, I can guarantee you that's not a wealthy person. Wealthy people aren't angry all the time. They're not fussing and fighting and all those types of things. No, we have kindness. You'll notice it. It's about how you treat the valet. If you'll stop and talk to the janitor, if you'll communicate with the waitress, even if she's not the one serving you at your table, if you're kind to each other, my friends, it opens up something on the inside of us that attracts goodness to us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can speak. Abracadabra. We will create it if we speak it. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and I'm going to make you a guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.